Hi. My name is Catherine Vichten. My colleague, Jillian Budd, and I are with the Adaptec Research Network. We do research on the factors that facilitate success for college and university students with disabilities. And fairly large numbers of the students who belong to the Montreal chapter have been affiliated in some way with the Adaptec Research Network in the past. One of the things that the students told us in our research was that technology is really helpful. On the other hand, it is also very, very expensive. What they also did, and we were just delighted to see this, is they told us what solutions they came up with to meet their needs. And some of these were free or inexpensive solutions. Some were technologies used in very unusual ways. And we'd like to share some of the latest crop with you. We have an extensive collection of free and inexpensive technologies on our website. Our website is adaptec.org, so it's www.adaptech.org. And Anthony Tibbs, who, well, you certainly know him, he was working with us to set up our website, and I'm delighted to say it's now fully functional. And Anthony also put some of the little videos that we made to demonstrate these on YouTube, and we've had, Jill tells me, 1,400 hits on it. So YouTube seems to be a great way of publicizing the free and inexpensive technologies we've come across. We're going to be doing more of that. So if you want to know more about the free and inexpensive collection that we've got, go to www.adaptech.org, and the download section has a very extensive list, which we always continue to update. If anybody has suggestions for us, we would love to have it. Today we'd like to talk about free and less expensive products for folks with low vision. On the conference handouts, you have three word files, one of them for free technologies, the other for less expensive technologies, and the third one is just a list of keyboard shortcuts for folks who like those for one of them. The technologies we're going to be talking about are not necessarily intended for people with low vision. Some of them are general use technologies, some of them were meant for students or individuals with learning disabilities. So they're not necessarily useful in their native state for everyone. But Jillian has found a wonderful magnifier that will work with all of these programs and that corrects the single problem that we've been encountering, which is that the interface, the program itself, you can't magnify the buttons. So we have a magnifier that works terrifically well. She'll tell you more about it. The conference CD has all the URLs for where to download this stuff, and we tested them 2 days ago, so they're functioning. I'm sure you'll get one later. Other thing is, all the URLs are there for all the software, but the Adaptec URL, adaptech.org, is not there, nor is our YouTube channel there. Our YouTube channel is simply Adaptec Research, one word. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into the technologies. The first technology I would like to talk about is something called Audacity. So keep in mind, this is all on your CD. Audacity is a free audio editor. It can record live through a microphone. It can take line in. It can take speaker input. It doesn't really matter. What I found terrific about it is that it allowed me to digitize and make MP3s out of my whole library of audio tapes. It really works well, and it is totally free. It requires that one install the free LAME software. Anyway, there are instructions on the Word file for all of this on your CD. Jillian.